Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Thank you, everyone out there listening. Thank you for being a part of tonight's show. This is Angela Joy, and I'm from Georgia. And thank you for being a part of what God is doing in the earth today through Prophetic Grace Network. And I'm delighted to be here with you. I look forward to God doing some things tonight. You know, he's that kind of God. He's always doing something. And I'm always excited to be a part of what he's doing, you know, because what better place to be than to be in the place that God has ordained you to be and to do the things that he's called you to do. So, I mean, I'm encouraging you all, even though it might be a fight sometimes, it might be, you know, like you're in the middle of a storm somewhere and it doesn't look like there's any shoreline that's in view. Don't even worry about it. Hallelujah. Just know that as long as you stay on the course, God is going to direct you directly to the place that he's ordained you to be in. So don't be fretful. Don't get afraid if you can't see the shoreline, that you feel like you're out somewhere in the middle of the deep blue yonder, in the midst of some place that you have no idea of its location. Just know, as long as you're connected to the one who knows all locations, it's going to be perfectly okay. And it may not come the way you want it to come, or you may not reach it at the time that you feel like you need to reach a particular place that you believe God is calling you to. There's no need to worry about it. All you need to do is be concerned about how well you are connected to the one who has the direction. Amen. Because it's like sometimes, you know, when you're driving around and, you know, I've had this happen quite a few times, especially when I had my old GPS system. It didn't always work right. So, you know, there's no stranger feeling or a little anxiety comes in when you're out someplace and your GPS system goes out. Oh, my gosh. I've had that happen to me a number of times, and I was like, man, I can't even believe that I used to travel around using the Atlas. Now I'm so dependent on the GPS, you know, and the cloud cover starts, the storm, the rain starts to blow in, and it kind of messes with that signal, and then you can be out there somewhere, and you don't even know what direction you need to head in. But you never, ever have to worry about that when you're connected to the one who has the master plan. He has the roadmap for your life. He has everything you need to make sure that you stay on course when you are listening to him, when you are being led by the Spirit of God. And so I needed that tonight. I hope you needed it, because I don't mind sharing it, because I don't have a problem sharing what God gives me to give out to others, you know. So praise God. So tonight I'm going to pray. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to be on here with the people of God, believing and standing with them concerning whatever they have need of or would desire God to do for them. Lord, we just call forth the ministry of the Holy Spirit to be involved tonight, to lead, direct, and guide. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, that every thing that would try to hinder, halt, or disrupt what you want to do tonight, we put it asunder, we give it flight. We say you have to go back to where you came from, and don't even worry about coming back, because we're standing strong on a firm foundation with the word of God, speaking it forth with power and with might. and with a determination to see that it does come to pass. So, Lord, we thank you for that prayer going over PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, that whatever has transpired, whatever is transpiring, God already knows about it, and he's making it right. So, Lord, we thank you for the ministry here. We thank you for Prophet Randy Chandler and for the ministry team that is connected to do the things that God has laid on their hearts to do. And, Lord, that you've lined the people up to connect to the people that they need to be connected with so they can see the job getting done. So, Lord, we thank you tonight and give you glory and honor and praise. And I see we already have callers. And so, excuse me, I'll share with you a little bit. I do want to let everyone know, I don't know how you're listening, but if you are not calling in and somehow you have come across what we are doing here tonight, I want to give you the number so you can call in and be a part of this. If you would like to have us, I will say us, because this is not a one-man show, it never has been, never will be. And it can't be because, you know, what God ordains, this is his business. I'm just here as a servant. So we have other people on the line, and I always encourage everyone to get involved with being attentive to the needs of those who call in. So if you need to call in, that's 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And also, you know, you can call in there, and we'll be able to see that you're calling in. Also, when you call in, press 1, and that will put you in the queue that I will be able to see that you're in need of prayer or would like us to agree with you in prayer. So 319-527-6027 and press 1. Also, if you would like to text in, let us know maybe this is your first time connecting. You can text 214-505-8719. I try to keep the phone by me so that I can kind of keep an eye if I see a text pop up. And so thank God you all are here so I can see that. So just text in and let us know. And or if you can't call in and you have a prayer need and you want to text in your prayer need, I can take a look at that, and we'll pray over that. How about that? Sounds good to me. God is here. Hallelujah. So let me just mention a few things that I want to discuss a little bit about. I'll play some music. You know, guys, I just want to be transparent with you all. I just thank God for you all. I just thank God for being a part of PGN. I don't think I can express it enough on how grateful I am to what God is doing here with the ministry and how it's a platform for you to call in and get prayer needs, spoken of and prayed over and agreed with. And then also for me personally, you know, just to be able to know that in this season of my life, God is still using me. God has always because he knows all about us. Even before I knew about what God wanted to do with me, he knew what he wanted to do with me, but I was not really sensitive enough to know how to follow through. And even when things happened where he was opening doors, you know, in my immaturity, I didn't know or see how to enter those doors. So I just thank God for, you know, being here and for you all and for your prayers and for the support and the love. You know, I just feel such a family type relationship here with many of you all, and you know, I try to, you know, when you call in, excuse me, I try to remember things that you said or write them down and pray for things during the week. This week has been pretty good. Last week I didn't work my job because I'm transitioning into another position with another client, and so there was a little downtime. And so I got a few things done around the home and, you know, just really cried out to the Lord about some things and really still looking for some answers. God is such an amazing God. I mean, he knows, you know, he knows us and he knows what he desires to do for and through us. And so I just thank God that, you know, He didn't give up on me. Hallelujah. Even though there were times I felt like I wanted to give up on myself, you know, God didn't give up on me, and he kept showing me, yes, I do have use of you for the kingdom of God. I do have use of you to be faithful to the things that I've called you to do, because there are people's lives that are hinging onto yours so that they can connect and be blessed through your obedience and your covenant relationship. And, you know, I want to, since I mentioned the word covenant, I want to focus in on that. You know, that's the key right there that I found, is that covenant relationship is a relationship that we have with God that, you know, he's not going to break it. Now, we can walk away, you know, even like with marriage, you know, marriage is supposed to be a covenant relationship, and that we are here for each other until we, you know, move on and transpire. But, you know, people don't look at it like that anymore in many cases. But that does not make it any different with God, because he's going to be faithful. You don't have to worry about God running out on you. You don't have to worry about God neglecting you. You don't have to worry about God kicking you to the curb when he's tired of you. Because guess what? He's not going to tire of you when, you know, he's going to tire of wickedness. But when he has a child that he's in covenant relationship with, you can rest assured that he's going to be committed and obligated to being who he needs to be in your relationship of covenant with him. Now, that's just a fact. I mean, and I pray that really ministers to somebody tonight, because I sense that somebody has felt that, who can I trust? Where can I go? You know, I didn't have a good relationship with my father. I didn't understand what it meant to have that kind of love. Well, I'm telling you tonight, he's that kind of father. He will love you, and he's committed to you, and he's committed to you to the point where he wants you to make it in, to do the things that he's called you to do, to make it on in to the place that he's calling you to. Hallelujah. He is not a God that's going to abandon you. He is faithful. If you get nothing out of anything else that I say tonight, get a grip on the fact that God loves you, and that even though it's rough sometimes it looks like there's just turbulence that we can hardly endure, he is with you through the turbulence. He is with you through the storm. He is not going to abandon ship. He's not jumping overboard and leaving you stranded, as long as you call out to him and know, let him know that, you know, you're not going anywhere, because he isn't. So, Lord, I just thank you for that tonight. I just pray that touch somebody. And I was reading a psalm, I'm just going to say this thing, and what I'm going to say, and then I'm going to move on to a song, and I'll reach back out to you all. But Psalm 13:1 says, you know, this is David, you know, it says, how long will thou forget me, O Lord? You know, David was in that place, you know, where he felt like he was being forgotten, you know, and he says, O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? Hallelujah. How many of you all felt like sometimes that you can't see what you need to see, and you feel like God somehow is hiding from you, but he's not. That's what the enemy wants you to think. And David was in that place. And it says, and how long shall I take counsel in my soul? You know, our soul is our emotions, our intellect, and, you know, the soulish realm, the soulish realm. You know, we can't really trust our emotions, because sometimes it goes up, they go up and down, and they fluctuate according to the situation or the circumstance. And God is not like that, but we are like that. Hallelujah, if we're really honest with ourselves. And that's what David was saying. He says, having sorrow in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily, how long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? So he was at that place where he felt like the enemy had risen over him, and that God He needed to know, do you see me? Do you see how they've gunned me? You know, I've got a situation going on right now myself personally that I today, just today, you know, I cried out to the Lord, and I was like, Lord, you see that they're lying. Lord, you know that that's not true. You know my part in this and that I am to receive what I'm supposed to receive because I was connected. And who do I go to, oh God? I'm feeling like David here. You know, how long shall I take counsel in my soul? How long will thou forget me? You know, that's what the enemy tried to throw up in my face and say, oh, you know, God forgot you. You don't have access to that benefit. The devil is a liar. You know, when the enemy starts talking to you and starts telling you things that don't line up to the word of God and the promises of God, don't just sit there and listen to the lies of the enemy. Get a backbone and tell the devil where to go and let him know that you know that what he's saying is not true. And it's opposite of what the word of God is saying. It's opposite of what you know your father is speaking. And so instead of sitting there and entertaining the lies of the enemy, we need to be bold enough to say, get up out of here. I'm not listening to you. And begin to speak opposite of what the word of what the devil is saying and use the word of God. And that's what I literally had to do today. You know, there were just things like, you know, okay, like, Lord, you saw it. You know about it. Where else can I go? And it was like I just began to just speak the word. I began to speak the word, and I began to call those things that be not as though they were. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I heard somebody talk about this scripture yesterday. And as they were talking about, you know, they just used the scripture. And, you know, I kind of looked at it in a way like faith is the substance. What is the substance? The substance is that thing that your imagination has given you. God gave us an imagination. So we have visions and we have dreams. And he shows us things. And he tells us things. And we use our imagination to form an idea of what that thing will be like. It may not line up somehow, you know, the way it needs to, but in our own finite way of thinking, we can somehow say, okay, yeah, I would like that. And, Lord, I believe you are in that. And then, you know, we begin to use our imagination a way to form a way of looking at something. Well, you know, God gives us, you know, ideas, and he gives us vision. So is the substance of those things hoped for, those things that you're seeing in your mind eye, those things that you have vision for, those things that you have dreams for, those things that you can see coming into play in your mind as God's giving you the desires of your heart. That's what faith is. Faith is the substance of those things that you're hoping for. You can actually see those things. You know, you can see that ministry that God says he's birthing through you. You can see people being saved, delivered, and set free. You can see that land that God says is yours because he's got something that he wants you to do on it. So that becomes the substance. Hallelujah. I just began to look at this thing like that. I was like, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. That's the substance of things hoped for, those things that you've given me a desire for, that building that I want to use as a women's retreat, that land that you said I have access to, that particular source of income that's going to help build and change lives for the ministry of God and build a foundation to work on. I can see those things. So that's what faith is. It's the substance. So anytime you say, okay, God, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now you got something you can kind of grab hold of. Because, you know, sometimes you say that and say, okay, faith is the substance of this. What substance? The substance is your dreams. The substance is the vision. The substance is your desires that God has given you. That's what the substance is, and that's what it says here. The faith is that faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence is evidence of things not seen. Those things that you're seeing, those visions that God has given you, those dreams and those hopes and those desires for those particular things, especially for the kingdom of God, and it could be for anything, but especially for the kingdom of God, don't you know God gave it to you? And that is the substance, that's the matter, that's it right there. So you got something to say, okay, that's what my faith is, that substance over there that I see in the vision of God doing this work, that's it. And it's the evidence, hallelujah. It's the evidence of things not seen. So God kind of downloaded that into me. I think it was yesterday. I don't look at that scripture like that anymore. It's just, okay, I quoted, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. What is the substance? The substance is your dreams. The substance is your vision. The substance is the things that God spoke into you, into your spirit man, and said, this is what I want you to have. The substance is the word of God that says, you shall live and not die, and you will go forth and accomplish those things that God has called you to do. You can see yourself living, breathing, and having your very being in him, doing the things he designed for you to do. That's the substance. Hallelujah. And the evidence is that you know God is faithful to his word, and it shall be accomplished by the word of God. Hallelujah. That just excited me because I never saw that like that before. Hallelujah. You got something to grab onto when you say that scripture. When you say the word substance, you can say, I see it. That's the vision of what God gave me. This is what he wants me to have. I want my child saved. He wants my body healed. He wants me living over here. He wants me doing this over there. Now we know what the substance is. So go for it. Go for it with everything you've got. And know that God is backing you up with his word. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and play a song, and I will be back. Hallelujah.
His strength is perfect, so I can do all things.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When we are weak, he is strong. And you know, sometimes that's the best place to be, because sometimes in our strength, we really mess stuff up. But through his strength, it's made perfect. We can work it, he can work it out the way it needs to be worked out instead of us getting involved. And so I was really kind of thinking about what I just said to you, and I want to just mention this. You know, when it comes to what I mentioned about, you know, faith being the substance and the visions and the dreams, and, you know, the Lord had prompted me to start back journaling and writing down things that, you know, he speaks to me. I'm not doing it every day, but at least maybe once or twice a week now, I'm going to try to become more consistent with it, because I know it's something that he's dealt with me for a number of years that I needed to focus in on, as far as writing down things that he's speaking to me. And then, you know, looking at those things and speaking over those things, especially when it comes to what I believe God is leading me to do, and connecting, you know, things with the lives of others, and, you know, just really standing in the gap. And so I started back, you know, journaling, and I was listening also to someone, and they were talking about, you know, how important it is to write things down. They started talking about this. Wow, this is pretty cool, because, you know, this is what I started doing, you know, recently, because I felt the Lord had been really, you know, pressing in on me to, like, yeah, do that, because there's some things I want to speak to you. And sometimes, you know, you hear it and you don't write it down, and then you kind of forget. But as a reminder, I want to remember what the Lord is speaking to me. So I started to write some stuff down, and I heard this person say that, you know, that it was so important for us to get what God wants for us and what we desire from the Lord is by asking. You know, simply ask the Lord for what it is. And, of course, if it lines up to the will and plan of God, and a lot of us know what's been spoken over our lives, we know how we're supposed to line up to the plan. We know that we're supposed to line up to the plan and purpose he has for us. Sometimes we just don't know how, and so we want wisdom and understanding on that. So we ask God. We ask God. And we ask God for the things that will come into our lives that will benefit us and those around us in the kingdom of God. So we ask. So that's the first thing we need to do, is make sure we understand that we're to ask. And on besides that, besides asking, we need to write it down. Hallelujah. And begin to just note when God has done these things, and note, you know, and we can analyze it sometimes when we write it down, like, okay, God, you know, okay, I'm writing this down. Do I really, you know, is this something that you really would want me to have? You know, write it down. But the word backs it up, because he says in Habakkuk 2:2, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon table, that he may run that readeth it. Hallelujah. It's biblical. We ought to write it down. Write the vision down. Make it plain that you can run with it. Hallelujah. You will be able to run with what God has given you. You'll be able to do the things that God has called you to do. Because you can look at that thing and you say, okay, when the enemy tries to come along and steal our dreams and visions that we've already said, faith is the substance of things hoped for, those things, those dreams, that substance is the dreams, the vision, the thing that God has given you. And now we're going to write this thing down so we don't forget what it is when the enemy tries to come in and say, ah, you know what, you don't really need that. That's not God. You don't, you know, hey, you've written that thing down. You're not going to steal that from me, devil. I've written it down. Now I'm fixing to run. I'm getting ready to run with the vision. I'm getting ready to run with the vision, because the Lord has given me this, and you're not going to steal it. So I just wanted to encourage you tonight. What is it that God has given you that you will write it down? First of all, you ask God for it, okay? Make sure we get that straight. Ask him for what it is that you need in your life. And especially if you're kingdom-minded, God, I need to know what I need in my life for kingdom business, to handle the things that you want me to handle, to reach the people that you want me to reach, to go to the places that you call me to go. God, I need it. So I'm asking for it. I'm asking for it for your glory. I'm asking for you to show up so that my enemies will understand that they have no power against the God that I serve. You know, when you go back to Psalms, as I was talking about with David, he says, how long shall mine enemies be exalted over me? Use what God has given you, your faith, the substance, those things you're hoping for. The evidence is going to be when they come to pass and your enemies are going to be saying, look at the God that they serve. Look at the benefits that have transpired because of their faith. They're running with the vision. Ha, glory. My God, I felt that one. I want to run with the vision. Ha, hororoboshe. I want to run with the vision. I'm going to write it down, make it plain, so that the enemy will know that I am serious about doing what God has called me to do on this earth. And I just don't want to write it down and run with it by myself. Hallelujah. I don't want to be selfish in this thing. I want others running with me. Hallelujah. I want these visions to include other lives and other people who have a heart for God, who want to do the things of God, who want to build a foundation that others can build on for God. And we can all run. Hallelujah. We can all have that substance of those things hoped for. And we'll have the evidence. We'll have the evidence because we're going to run with a vision. And we're going to take off. We're going to do the things that God has put us on this earth to do. We're going to expect change. Hallelujah. I remember last week I talked about expectancy. We're going to expect. Why not expect it? The Word of God says we should. The Word of God says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So do you think that, well, I don't know if I really, no, that's not pleasing God. He wants us to expect. He wants us to align to the Word of God to get all that he has for us. He doesn't want our enemies looking at us as if, you know, what kind of God do they serve? No, he wants to be exalted so they know the kind of God that you serve. Glory be to God. Let's not take no thoughts to think that guesswork. Who is this they're serving? Oh, we'll show you who he is. Ha. Just like when Elijah, you know, can he call fire down? And, you know, all the false prophets were, you know, Jezebel's false prophets were hanging around and they were looking, you know. And he called, this called fire down. It was his God, not their God, his God. This is the God that I serve. When God gets ready to show up and show out in your situation, I don't know about what God you're serving, but this is my God, my God. He comes forth and he does what he says he will do because his word is true. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're going to believe God tonight. We're going to believe that the things that man say is impossible is possible with the God that we serve. And so, Father, I release the word of God tonight, that it will go forth in the airways and that the people of God will be stirred up. Hallelujah. Their faith will be stirred. They will come up to a new level of expectancy. They will write the vision. They will begin to speak over the vision. They'll be able to begin to ask God, what about this, God, and what do you want me to do here, and how do you want me to operate, and where do you want me to go, and who do you want me to see, and how do you want me to do this? They're going to make it plain. They're going to ask God, and then they're going to write it down, and the vision, which is the substance of those things, will begin to manifest. Why? They're walking in faith with an expectancy to receive everything that they've given to God to work on. Hallelujah. Everybody knows it's got to be God. I mean, you're on this line. If you don't know Jesus, I pray that in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Father, that you come to an understanding of who he is, and that every sin that you ask him for, Lord Jesus, Father God, I thank you for Jesus. And Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for taking away any sin, all sin. We all have sin. The sin, the disbelief, the things that are not pleasing in your sight, I lay them down tonight. And I ask you to come into my heart, come into my life, and make a change. Hallelujah. To come into my life and make a change. Lord, I lay down every weight and everything that so easily besets me. And I face toward you. And I thank you for washing me. And the blood of Jesus washes and cleanses and makes me whole. And I repent of those things that have not been pleasing in your sight. And I turn away from them. And I turn toward the ways of the Lord. And I thank you for that, for changing my heart and making me a new creature. Because Jesus came. He walked the earth. He lived. He died. And he rose from the dead and is in heaven interceding, that I might have life and have life more abundantly. So, Lord, thank you for that. In Jesus' name. And, Father, for those who are listening that know you, God, let them come to a deeper place in you, a deepness of intimacy with you, so that they can understand your ways and they can hear your voice. They can understand the directions that you're giving. Because the word lets us know that his sheep, they do hear his voice. And so, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that every ear will be open tonight to hear what God is saying. Not what Angela Joy is saying. Because what I say, it doesn't amount to nothing unless it is done by the Spirit of God. That is where the true power is. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for your people that are on the line listening. We thank you for the ones that are calling in, that are going to call in, and the ones that desire to call in and couldn't call in. And, Lord, we thank you for that. We give you glory and honor and praise for the prophetic ministry of Prophetic Grace Network under the leadership of Prophet Randy Chandler. All right, my friends, I am going to play this last song, and then when I come back, I'm setting the atmosphere, and I will begin to pray with you.
All the saints and angels, they bow before you. All the elders cast their crowns before the Lamb of God and sing, you worthy of it all. You worthy of it all. You are worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve glory.
Hallelujah. Amen. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Night and day, day and night, let incense arise. You're worthy of it all. How many know he's worthy? Oh, you're worthy of it all. Oh, yes, you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Day and night. I just got a vision of the angels just bowing before the Lord 24/7 for the Father, before the throne. Hallelujah. What a majestic sight that would be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and start taking calls. And just to remind you, if you are on and you would like for us to agree with you in prayer, us, everyone who's on here, including myself, especially to agree with you in prayer, please press 1. I'll be able to see that you are in the queue for prayer. And so we're going to start tonight. And first call is going to be, caller is going to be 903-918. And Angela Joy here. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. How are you tonight?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good, Michelle. I'm good, Michelle. Well, glad to have you call in tonight. Hallelujah. Michelle, I just want to say to you, you know, the word that I gave or was talking about tonight, I really want you to kind of take that to heart. I feel like God is giving you some things and has placed some things in your heart. And it's like, you know, the enemy is really fighting hard against what God has given you. Sometimes to the point I just sense that maybe there's a questioning about what you are hearing and what you're standing for and what you're believing for. But I pray that the word that's gone forth tonight has become rhema to you, become alive. It's become just give you a boost into a whole new dimension of faith in God, because I just sense there's a need for you to grab hold of that and to run with it and not let the enemy trick you out of what God is speaking to you, and that it will be become alive in you. So, Lord, we thank you tonight as the word of God concerning the faith that she needs to have to run this race will become alive in Michelle, will become a, I see like a parabose. I just saw like a picture of like a rocket ship. And you know how it's on the platform. And to get that thing up off the platform, there's like a boost of fire and energy to launch that thing up off of that platform. And so, Lord, I just see that as this word becoming like a launching pad for her to just trust you and to be launched into areas of faith that she never imagined she could go to. It's almost like I heard the word, like, you know, I don't know if you're like a space buff, you know, some people like these science fiction movies or whatever, but I just saw, you know, like when they said to, like, I think it's something like a little saying, like, you know, going to worlds beyond, hallelujah. So he's like lifting off into places beyond, you know, the natural eye, boost up into the places that God is calling you to. So, Lord, we just speak that over Michelle tonight. Every bit of weariness, every bit of the Klingons that are trying to attach themselves to her and cause her to feel like she can't move or she can't go on or like it's draining her strength and her vitality, we just take authority over it now in Jesus' name, and we say loose your hold, because I'm believing that as you take a hold of the word of faith, Michelle, they can't stay on. They got to go, because you're going to be moving faster than almost than, you know, I don't know, a rocket ship. So you're going to take off. So grab hold of the word of faith tonight. Begin to see the things of God that you have a desire of, and believe that God will move and that you will walk into the places that he's destined you to walk in, and the things that have tried to hinder, stop, and block will have to fall off, because they can't stay attached to something that God has power over. Hallelujah. There's power. Power. Hallelujah, there is power. They can't stay on when the power of God is there to move you on up out of that situation and that mindset, so that you can be a part of what God is doing and wants to do in and through you for the kingdom of God, and even for just life itself, just old plain life, Michelle, just old life. Hallelujah. So we thank God for it. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm just energized by that. Hallelujah.
I'm praise energized God. Too, sister, because I was kind of walking around a little bit today. But when I got a hold of what God had said, I said, okay, devil, you want me to give up. You know, there's some things I've got out there on the, out there laying out for God to work on. And I said, I'm not giving up. So hallelujah. Anything you want to share, Michelle?
No, I just want to rejoice in that word. Amen. I'm not giving up either. I mean, things have been trying to attack me, my health or whatever, but I'm not giving up, and I'm just going to walk by faith. I'm energized.
Amen.
In my faith. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Amen.
That
word.
And the word that he was speaking through you, that was powerful. Amen. Praise
God. Well,
that's
what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I got you on the line. I felt that was like a personalized thing for you. It was like something personal that God wanted you to have, to grab hold of and stay there with it. Because I'm saying I'm really like seeing that in a different way. I did feel like it's something God really wants you to grab hold of, you know. All of us need to grab hold of it, but I felt really a need to let you know that I sensed that was really something you needed tonight.
And it was, and I'm going to go back and listen to it again. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Any particular prayer requests for anything or anybody?
No, I don't. Not tonight. But praise God.
Okay.
For the word.
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. All right, well, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you were blessed by that, and that's right. Hold on to that. That hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on. And get ready to take off in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I will. Praise God. Thank you. You be blessed, woman of God.
You're welcome, and I love what you said. You say you will. Glory. Yes, Lord. All right. Good night, Michelle. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you.
Amen, 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 amen. And we just got to be determined to just, we got to do this thing, y'all. We got to do this thing. We got to let the enemy know we mean business concerning the things of God. We've got to let the enemy know that we're not out here just to be hanging out. We're out here on a mission. Hallelujah. We are on a mission, and it's not a mission impossible, because all things are possible with the God that we serve. There is nothing that he can't handle. If we could ever get that just engrafted into our very being, that we, and I'm not saying that we walk through this thing and, you know, we just have it with us and, oh, I got it. No, it to me, it's a daily thing. I have to daily remind myself that this is God's assignment and for me on the earth, and he's working in and through me, and I can't do it without him, and I'm depending on him to show up and do what he needs to do through me, because I cannot. I will not let the enemy deceive me to the point to think that I can do anything. I am clinging to God. Hallelujah. All right, next caller, 478-233. Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
This is Janice from Georgia.
Hello, Janice from Georgia. How are you today?
Okay, how you doing?
I am doing good. Glory be to God. You just helped me a little bit right there with you just coming on the phone like that. Glory be to God. I just felt excitement. I felt something rise up in you. Glory be to God. Like a spark plug. My God,
wow.
Spark plug. I hear the word spark plug, and I also see a rainbow of promises, but the spark plug, you know, you just came on here like a spark plug. You know, like in the natural, a spark plug, you know, we put it in our vehicles, and, you know, if, you know, it helps the you know, I don't know much about cars, but I know it helps get that car going, and if your spark plugs are bad, you ain't going nowhere. Hallelujah. You just kind of like, you're not going anywhere. But you get that spark plug in there, and you got those things aligned up, and them spark plugs are in place, you can go some places. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And, I just said, Janice, that, you know, there is a need. There's not only a need, but there is a desire, not just for you, but for the Lord, from the Lord also, to you go some places. Go some places in God. Hallelujah. For you to go some places. Hallelujah. I don't know, maybe physically, maybe, you know, I don't know. I just hear go some places. Go some places in God. And not only just for your own self, but for others that are attached to you, because you're a spark plug. You have the energy. Enemies try to deceive you and make you think at times that you don't have it. He's trying to make you think you don't have it. But I'm here to decree and declare you do have it. Hallelujah. Be a
Hallelujah.
Get on the move and let the enemy know I'm going to leave you in the dust. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, because I'm going to move on into the areas that God has destined me to be in. I'm going to walk into those places that God has opened doors for me to be in. I'm going to speak the word with authority, and I'm not going to be, you know, kind of lackadaisical about it. I'm going to do it with a power that the enemy will begin to take notice and say, wow, you know, hey, she's serious. You know, she's moving into some places, and move on into where God is calling you to, and be that spark plug. And know, because I did see a rainbow, that the promises of God are yes and amen. They don't change. They don't change according to a situation or a circumstance. They're still the same. The promises of God are still the same. And you continually remind yourself that is the word, and that is true. And whenever it looks like, you know, your spark plug might be, you know, needing a little change up, that's okay. Just know that the Holy Ghost is able to do it. Hallelujah. He can change it out anytime if needed. Anytime you get in that word, anytime you get in his presence, my God, there's just going to be a new surge of a spark to get you going again. Hallelujah. To move on into the things that God is calling you to go do. So we just give God the glory for that and the praise tonight. We thank you for Janice. And we thank you, Lord, that she's moving in the direction and she's headed right where you need her to be for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Janice, you can shout now. You ain't even got to wait till later. You can shout now. Glory be to God.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Glory, glory, glory. You can shout now, hallelujah, and move on into the things that God is having, you know, set up for you. Hallelujah. All right, is there anything in particular, Janice, you want prayer for?
No, ma'am, that's it. That's all I needed to hear. Ooh, it gave me a little.
It gave you a little what?
A little boost. But sometimes, you know, you feel kind of like, you know, just feel like you ain't going nowhere. You ain't listening to prayers and all kinds of stuff. You know, the devil got stuff in there anyway. But, you know, I've been feeling kind of lonely.
So share with us a little bit. Is there something, you know, I mean, you said you felt like you got a little boost there. Can you kind of elaborate on some things you feel like, you know, maybe it can encourage somebody who's listening because, you know, we all go through situations and circumstances that, you know, we don't even know why we're going through them, but we're going through them, right? But we're going through them. And so, you know, anything you want to share?
Well, no, I don't know what I feel. I guess I feel like, you know, ain't nothing. You know, like God don't hear my prayers or nothing like that. I don't know. Sometimes my devil just takes trying to go forward. I'm trying to do what I can. I'm trying to live right. I'm trying to do right. But it seems like something ain't doing. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah,
the enemy would want to discourage us and make us feel, you know, some kind of way. I know exactly what you're talking about. And because there are some things that I know that I feel like the Lord will want me to walk into in this season, in this coming season. And I'll have to say, you know, even today was a little bit of, you know, disappointment. Not really disappointment. I would say just a surprise on how some things went today in regard to some things that I've been praying and believing God to operate in and through. And so, but it was almost as if God was just saying, you know, you knew that was going to happen. It was like, that really didn't take you by surprise. I mean, the approach that was used may have taken you by surprise, but, you know, you shouldn't have really been surprised because whenever you start moving into the direction of the enemy's camp to start taking back, glory be to God, what belongs to you, he's not going to lay down and just watch you walk into the camp, you know?
Right.
He's going to try to set some sort of ambushment or some sort of setup to make you question your movement into the camp, almost as if to make you think you don't have a right to get what is rightfully yours.
Right.
He's a deceiver. He wants you to think you don't have a right to get what is rightfully yours. My God.
Right.
So he, you know, he's a trickster. He's a schemer. He's a liar. And he's a deceiver.
Yes, ma'am.
But we just, the Lord said, he told me to just keep on moving. Just keep on going forward. Just keep on doing what you do. And for the glory of God, keep on walking with an understanding that God is faithful. Even I believe like the scripture and what I shared tonight, that personally ministered to me because I never had seen that scripture in that light as far as, you know, those dreams and visions as being the things that I hope for that God was speaking about in the Word. Those things are the substance. And you keep on moving with that. You know, the enemy will have to realize, wow, they're serious about that because they've got an understanding about that they didn't have before. And so the substance, those things that we want God to do, so I'm just encouraging you, whatever you feel like you, when the enemy tries to come against you and make you feel some sort of way, like somehow you're not up to par, you just start focusing in on the things that God has given you a dream and a vision to do. And continue to focus in on that and begin to just confess and speak those things out loud, and he will have to move out of the way because he doesn't want to hear that. He doesn't want to hear your faith statement. He doesn't want to hear you talking positive when he's trying to bring you negative. He doesn't want to hear that. So I will encourage you that when you're feeling some sort of way like that, I would begin to just open up my mouth and I would begin to decree and declare the things that the enemy doesn't want to hear, but God wants me to speak so that he can move on out of the way so you can get on down the road.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So begin to speak forth those things. You know, a lot of times I feel like when we don't say anything, the enemy is thinking we're in agreement with him. No, devil, I'm not in agreement with you on these things. I'm not going to agree with you. So we don't need to be silent. When he says, you know, you're going to lose, you're not going to get that, you begin to declare and speak, oh, yes, I will, and I will start to name them out. I will have this. I will have that. I will receive this. I will go there. Just shut them down. Shut them down. Because if we stay silent, a lot of times the enemy takes it as we're in agreement with what he's saying, focusing in on what he's speaking to us. We don't want him to think that we're in agreement with him. We want to let him know up front, I'm not in agreement with you. I'm speaking the word of God opposite of what you're saying. So that brings me up out of certain places where I feel a certain way. I just, you know, and I hear, you're defeated. Yeah, you know, that's never going to happen. Yeah, they're not coming over to the God side. You might as well, oh, hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I see them saved. Hallelujah. I see them walking in victory. Hallelujah. I see them doing the things of God. Oh, they're not going to, you're not going to get that job. They're not going to hire you to do that. You're not going to get the pay. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that every door that God has open for me is already open, and I'm walking through it. Hallelujah. Just shut him up. Shut him up. And I tell you, he'll have to think twice before he comes around trying to deposit something into your spirit that has no right being there.
Right.
Hallelujah. You are welcome. Hallelujah. I'm more than happy to do that. All right. Well, thanks, Janice, for calling in, and we look forward to hearing about the things that God is about to do and will do in your life. Hallelujah.
All right. Hallelujah. And thank you very much.
All right. Good night, Janice. You have a great one.
Good night. All right. God bless you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Amen, y'all. Amen, y'all. I have quite a few people on here. If you want prayer, please press 1, and I will be talking with you. Please press 1. Hallelujah. And I will be happy to pray with you. And not just pray with you, but we got quite a few people on here that will be in agreement with the prayers that will be prayed. So just press 1, and we'll be happy to bring you on. So let's go to 240-482, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hello, Valerie from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
All right. Well, Valerie, we just thank God for you calling in tonight. And Hallelujah. I just want to pray over you. I don't know how you might be feeling right. I have a feeling, you know, some things are going on, and that there might be some remorse and some regret. I heard the word regret, remorse, and I would just want to say to you that do not let the enemy get you stuck in that place of remorse and regret and thinking on the things that have transpired, so much to the point that, you know, it's like a hindrance to what God is trying to move you to. And, Lord, we just speak the word of God over Valerie tonight, and we release the blessings of God over her. We stand in agreement, Lord, that in spite of whatever may be transpiring, that she has the victory. We declare the victory, and we thank you, Lord, that she is walking toward the things that God has predestined for her to walk toward. And Lord, we all go through seasons of times where we look at things and we think, Lord, maybe had I done it this way, or how had this happened that way, things would have been differently. But Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that she began to walk with an understanding that all things are working together for the good of those who love God and are called according to this purpose. So Lord, we thank you, Lord, that she will walk knowing that it doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what it's been like. It doesn't even matter what season I'm in, because God has a way of bringing forth whatever needs to come forth in the season, and he can change things and he can rearrange things that we will benefit in spite of what season it's in. You know, there are benefits to being in winter. In winter, there are things that, you know, they're dying out, they're covered up, they're not growth, it's not growing the way they normally do. But winter prepares us for spring. And when we know we've gone through a winter, we can look forward to spring, because we know there's some new things coming. There's new growth. There's new life. There's a different atmosphere that's prepared. There's something that's going on that's speaking life. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight, Lord, as she continues to gravitate to the things that God is calling her to in spite of whatever may have transpired. And we give God the glory and the honor and the praise, because we know he's God. There's nothing that's impossible for him. He does the impossible. And, Lord, we thank you for that, and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Hang out with me a little bit, Valerie, can you kind of expound on that a little bit for me?
I think it has to, well, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure, but I do think, you know, it's always in the challenging times, like, you know, being by myself, a single mom, that, you know, sometimes I might look back over, when I was married and had an intact family, and, you know, just feeling like, it's so interesting, because I've always said, you know, Lord, I don't want to be stuck. You know, I don't want to be stuck here, you know, like I want to move on and, you know, trust that God has a plan for my life, you know. But I do, I mean, there. I think just certain times I just struggle with that. You know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, no one's ever perfect, you know. We all make mistakes, and, you know, sometimes just wondering, like, well, could I have done anything differently? You know, that I just think that, you know.
Yeah. I
understand. And so,
believe me.
You know, I think that's probably what it is. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well,
but
I
don't want to. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying I can definitely identify with what you're saying. Yeah, but go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, you know, but God has been so faithful through, you know, the process. And I don't want to, you know, I have faith and anticipation for what God is going to do. But I think, you know, the enemy, as you were saying earlier, you know, just trying to remind me, oh, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right. You know, I just think that it's a tactic to keep me off track.
Right, right, definitely. And so I just kind of think the word was kind of just to remind you that whenever it happens, that you know that it's a tactic that's trying to keep you off track and not focused mm-hmm. on where he's taking you. Because I find myself, you know, I'm kind of like in a situation where, you know, in fact, I was thinking about it recently, you know. I was married, no longer married. I have a situation that I'm dealing with right now that I felt like the enemy has come and he's accused me of, you know, things that in the, you know, that a mindset I had that I didn't have, but trying to convince me that I had this because of the way things went. And then, you know, wants me to take responsibility of how it went. And it was just crazy because it was almost like God says, just forget about it. Don't even focus in on what the enemy is saying because it's a tactic
mm-hmm.
to keep you mm-hmm. looking at that situation as if you didn't do your part. You know, mm-hmm. if you had done this differently, you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in. And, you know, but it's all a lie. Of course, I'm not perfect. Like you said, we're not perfect.
Right.
Mistakes,
yeah.
But you know, when they're just blatant lies that the enemy is spewing out at you, you know that's not the truth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
but the enemy wants us to focus in on that so we can, oh, my gosh, well, maybe if I'd done this or maybe if I'd gone there or said this, you know, things would have ended up a whole. But, you know, there's nothing we can do about what has happened.
Right.
And so we can't even focus on that. We have to focus
mm-hmm.
on the fact that, God, you can bring beauty out of ashes. And he does it all the time. And think of the beautiful things that have, I'm sure there are things that have happened in your life that you know God did, and he worked it out beautifully. So just focus
mm-hmm.
in on those things. Focus in on the fact that if he did it then, he can do it again. You know, there's nothing that he can't do, and there's nothing that he can't bring us out of that we can live fruitful, that we can have the kind of life that he wants us to have. You know, I was thinking today, you know, with age and everything, it's like, you know, I was like, okay, God, why am I praying for this? You know, I'm older now, you know, if I was 25, 40, you know, but I'm not there anymore. But it's a friend of mine reminded me, she was like, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm.
If God gave you the vision, he's God enough to take you where you need to go, to do what you need to do, and to bring that vision to pass. You know, and
amen.
He, you know, we start talking about Joshua and Caleb, you know, and how old Joshua was when they entered into, you know, the promised land, and I think Caleb was 80. I heard somebody ministering on that, and, you know, he said he was well able. At 80 years, he
well
was well able.
Able. Yep.
My gosh, he was well able to take the land. Well able. So it doesn't matter. We are well, when God endows us and gives us what, you know, he wants us to have to go forth to do the things he wants us to do, know that he's given us what we need to be well able to go in and do what he's called us to do. So she really reminded
amen.
Me, don't focus in on that. She says, I have that sometimes, you know, she was older having a child and then she had some health issues, but she says, I'm still holding on to the promises of God. I'm
mm-hmm.
not going to stack of what could have been, would have been, should have been. I'm going to just focus in on what will be. When I move out in faith, trusting God for what he says he wants to do. So we just thank you for that tonight, Valerie. We thank you for sharing that. We thank you for the word of God that's gone forth, you know,
mm-hmm.
over you to energize the dreams and the visions that he's given to you. I don't know if you heard the word that I spoke earlier about how write this stuff down, you know, the things that God is giving you. Meditate on that. We start meditating on that, it will take our eyes off of the things that, you know, the enemy wants us to focus in on and give place to it. No, we're not giving any place to the enemy and his tactics and strategies. We're going to focus in on the vision. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The faith,
amen.
The
thank
substance.
You, Lord.
We're going to focus in, Valerie, on the substances. Hallelujah.
That's right. Yes.
The substances. And we're going to focus in on the things that God wants to do with and through us because of the visions and the dreams that he's given us. Focus in on that. Those are the things that God wants to bring into fruition of the evidence of the things we have not yet seen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I felt that one. Woo, glory. Woo, glory be to God. I felt, my God, I felt that. Focus in so he can show forth the evidence of those things you haven't even seen yet.
My eyes on him. Yes. Focus.
Yes, yes, yes. Glory. All right. Well, I'm so glad that, you know, you were blessed, and we thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Just blessing us, you know, just your presence.
Yes. Thank you. I did want to ask for prayer. My children start school tomorrow, and just prayer for protection for them, you know, just protection from COVID and ungodly influences. You know, I'm concerned about, you know, the whole COVID situation and you know, just in general, but just, you know, just for the Lord to watch over them and keep them throughout the school year.
What grades are they in?
First, third, and sixth.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got the young ones. Okay. All right. Yeah. And so I guess in your area, too, that sixth grader is going to be in middle school, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
First year in middle school. It's going to be.
I know. I have a. Yeah, that's enough to pray for right there.
Right, yeah, I definitely have some concerns about that,
my grandson, he entered sixth grade this year, and I was like, oh my gosh, where is the time gone? All right, well, we're going to pray, and I don't know how bad it is in your area, but the COVID thing here has kind of escalated a little bit. And I don't know, maybe to the point that they may end up, I don't know, closing down the schools. I'm getting, you know, I work from home, and I've been working evenings. So if I wanted to sub before it got really crazy, I could do a few days, maybe a couple days, a few days a month. But
okay.
I'm not doing it. And they're calling me every day because ever since school started, I've gotten, after probably the third or fourth day of school, I've been getting calls almost every day for substituting because it's just that bad here with COVID. I mean, it wasn't like that with the first round, but it is now. But, Lord, you are God over COVID. So we just speak the word of God over Valerie's children today. Lord, the first grader, the third grader, and the sixth grader. You know every specific thing that is connected to them. We speak protection against every attack of the enemy, whether it be physical, emotional, health-wise, Lord, even in school with learning and processing. Lord, we just speak a release of the blessings of God upon them,
Jesus,
and to lead and guide them and take care of every situation that concerneth them in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we can depend on you. Hallelujah. We don't just send these prayers out just as some little misty thing floating around. No, we're in expectation
Thank you,
God.
Lord.
You
yes.
will do what the Word of God says you will do, and that you will be a shield and a protector for them in every aspect of this journey for this school year. And we give you the glory and the honor and the praise, and we expect
yes,
to see the manifestation of your glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
Amen.
So much. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are welcome.
God
so
bless you.
Called in, Valerie. Sure. We look forward
mm-hmm.
to talking to you again. All right, then.
Okay.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Amen. God is good. He is so good. He's so good. I love y'all hanging out with me. Hallelujah. Just hanging out with me. It's kind of like we're hanging out tonight. Praise you, Jesus. All right, we've got another caller. I want to remind you all, if you want prayer, press 1. Hallelujah. 251-342. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with?
From Alabama.
Oh, hi, Latrice. You broke up. I should know your number by now. I could hardly hear. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus,
thank you.
For Latrice from Alabama. We thank you for calling in tonight and being a part
thank
of
you.
What God is doing in the earth today. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Latrice. Latrice, I just saw your ear. I just saw your ear. And I don't know, it seems like the Lord wants to speak to you concerning hearing what God is speaking in this season. I saw your ear. And to be sensitive and attentive to information that he wants to release to you and to give to you so that you can handle some things the way the Spirit of the Lord is leading you to handle them. But I saw your ear, and I just heard sensitivity. So just be sensitive to some things that God will want to speak to you concerning aspects of your life, even concerning the aspects of those who God has given you a heart to pray for, that God will want to speak to you concerning even those who are connected to you in some way, some form or fashion. So, Lord, we just thank you for that tonight for Latrice, and we just give you the glory and the honor for her presence, for her being active in the kingdom of God.
Thank
She's
you,
not
Lord.
Some Christian just kind of sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what's happening next. But no, she's actively involved in the realm of the spirit. That's why the ear, because it's almost like I can speak to Latrice, and she's going to hear, and she's going to not just take what I'm saying as this, you know, hey, God said something. No, that you're actively involved in the kingdom of God to accomplish the things that God has set forth on this earth for you to accomplish, because you have an ear to hear, hallelujah, what the Spirit of the Lord has to say in this day, in this season, at this time, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you for that, as she's obedient to do that and to go forth with the information that you're going to release to her to accomplish the things that you'll put her here to do. So we give you glory. We thank you for her tonight and what you're doing. Hallelujah. All right.
Amen.
How are we tonight? Yes.
Oh, it is well in spite of. I just
Amen.
Finished. Going in prayer for my list of names that I had. I called a pastor out of Chicago, and he had listed those names in prayer. And
wow!
And God do what he does. So that is just awesome. And we were talking
wow.
about some things. I was beseeching God for some things with some specific instructions as to my house and obtaining another one and some just needing some direction. And we do
okay.
tell the Lord, thank you.
Amen. Yeah. And you said you were praying about, you know, decisions you need to make about your house?
Yes, I need to make some decisions about the house that I'm living in, and I desire another house. And we'll believe in God.
Amen. Amen.
I'll be able to hear what he is saying.
Yes, yes, that's just really a time. I mean, wow, you say you had your list. Glory be to God. That's really on time. Woo, glory be to God. Yes, because it's important that we hear. Yes, amen. Amen. Well, I want to just add to your prayer list.
Go, God.
Glory be. You know, just I have a situation. Yeah, amen. Just keep me in prayer concerning some property that I believe should be released to me. Because I have a vision for this. The word of God lets us know without a vision, the people perish. And so I have a vision for this. And I had information about this property for a while. I never felt, you know, any leading of the Holy Spirit to just investigate this until he reminded me of some dreams that he's given and visions that he's given to me. That's what and you know what? It's really interesting that since God reminded me of these things, I've been hearing a lot of word on writing down stuff. So I started journaling to write it down, to speak over it. First, ask God, you know, what it is. Write it down. Speak over it. And then, you know, hearing about, you know, the vision, you know, again, of course I've heard it, never, you know, but make it plain that those who run with it will be able to read. And so I was like, okay, God, I hear you. I hear that you're aligning me to be in position to receive what it is that I've been asking for. And so just keep that on your little prayer list there as far as, you know, I need ministry. I've been spoken, you know, there's been words spoken about ministry for me to do some different things for years, the same stuff, number of times, same aspect of ministry. And I would always, you know, just say, oh, Lord, well, how would I do that? And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, this property, you have access, or you should have access. Of course, they don't want you to have access, but there's nothing too hard for God. So I'm going to believe for access and the finances to do the ministry that God has called me to do.
Go, God. If you be willing and obedient, you'll do it.
Amen. Amen. And I'm definitely
And, you know, that is just, that's just God. Part of this, I believe, could pertain to some property. Plandemic, because it's not a pandemic to the Christians. It is a plandemic for us to get ahead.
Oh my.
2020 was one of the best years of my life.
Amen.
And that was my testimony. And
amen.
This year, I spoke to the apostle, and the word came back that he is the same God. And being that this is 2020 WON, that God is a God of increase. You are never hearing the word where he divided it or subtracted it. He will only multiply and add to it.
glory.
So during this pandemic, I was able, without a job, to acquire 2 pieces of property as well.
Wow.
So
amen.
All of that is tied to this house and the house that I desire. And the word came forth as he is the same God.
Hallelujah.
And if he did it before, he can do it again.
Yes,
and we
can.
Will call down fire concerning your
Jesus.
Property
yes,
as
Lord.
With mine.
Hallelujah,
and we
Jesus.
Believe the report of the Lord. He
yes,
said that
amen.
We got the power to call
Ooh,
those
Lord.
Things that be not as though they were. So we can call
amen.
It out of the spirit realm, and it shall come into fruition.
Yes.
In Jesus'
yes.
name.
In Jesus' name. I like that part. Fire. Glory. Jesus.
Call it down.
Hallelujah.
We will
yes,
call
Lord.
Down fire.
Well, you know,
and
it's
no
like.
No good thing shall he withhold.
No,
so,
no good thing. Especially when it's connected with the vision that God has given you to do something.
Hello. So it shall come to pass.
It shall come
and we do tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And I think that's the biggest battle is when the enemy tries to move us out of the place of knowing that God wants us to have it for his glory. You know, if he can move us out of that, you know, out of that way of thinking and to thinking, you know, some other kind of off-the-wall thing, you know, like, what do I need it for? Or, I can't believe God would do that, and why would he, you know, start to just, you know, go over the doubt, go over the thing with doubt and disbelief.
Oh, yeah.
Then, yeah, but when we can just continue as the enemy, because as we know, he's not going to just lay down and let us walk into what we need. Or what God wants to give us. He's just not going to. So we got to know that he's going to always want to put up a fight. But we just got to always know we win. We just got to know.
It's a win-win.
We win.
Even
Amen.
When we lose, we still win.
Amen. You know, that's what we got to know.
Oh,
yeah, he's
God.
Always going to be. Always put up a fight, but we just got to know we win. I don't care what kind of
Amen.
Fight you're putting up. Glory be to God. You can fight all you want to because you know what? You cannot win against what God has already set into order. There's nothing you can
Amen.
Do about it.
In the end, we win.
That's right. We win. If he can convince
yeah.
us that we can't win, that's, you know, he's already defeated us, but we're not defeated. And so, you know, that's what the enemy really tried to taunt me with today. But I was like, the Lord already prepared me to know that that would be some sort of, you know, the enemy wasn't going to just, like, say, oh, come on over here and get it, you know. No.
I know, right? No, but God.
No, he doesn't operate like that. No, he doesn't.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Bless God for you calling in and sharing that because, you know, it's so important that, you know, these little nuggets that we give out and share, you know, we don't know who is blessing. We don't know who
yes.
is going to take that, and that's going to be just what they need to just
yes.
go that extra step or mile that they need to go on their journey until, you know, this is what it is. We're walking by faith. As we walk along
Amen.
The road, hey, God's got this, he's got that, he's got this one, he's got that one, and it's to help us along on the journey as we go. So bless God for sharing, bless you
Amen.
So much, and thank God for sharing that.
Amen, and thank you, Angela Joy. I sent you some information, and
okay.
Continue to uplift me, and I'll do the same.
Amen. When I will do that, and I will take a look, and we just know God is,
right.
you know, once he's heading you in the right direction, all you got to do is keep on walking.
Amen. Amen. And you have a blessed one.
All right. Thank you, Latrice. Thank you for calling.
All right. Good night.
Good night. Amen. We just have to be faithful to keep walking. All right. So if there is someone else that needs prayer or would like to have me agree with you in prayer, please press 1. We have several callers on here tonight, but I don't see any more hands up. So I don't know. I guess y'all might be giving me an early night off because I can definitely take advantage of it. Hallelujah. Thank God for the people who have called in. And I pray that something has happened or been said or done that's inspired you to keep it moving. I do see another hand went up. Hallelujah. I think so. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I had a good week, y'all. It was pretty cool because I didn't have to go outside. Well, I don't go outside of the house to work anyway. I work from home, but you know, I had my week, and I kind of, you know, talked to the Lord quite a bit. So, amen. I'm expecting some answers and some manifestation, and I pray you are too. So let me go here to 682-738. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. I just was going to let you know I was sitting there listening while I'm sitting outside on the laptop.
Okay, is this LaShawn? What did you say?
This is LaShawn. I just want to let you know I'm listening. I'm just sitting outside on the patio.
Well, I know you were sitting out there last night.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Amen. Well, that was a good word. I mean, the vision. You want to share some of that? Well, let me pray over you, and I want you, if you can stay on.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to pray over you, and then if you can, yeah, just share something of what God is speaking to you in this season. So, Lord, we just thank you for LaShawn calling in tonight from Texas. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with and through her in this season. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. As I prayed, I'm just seeing little fires, LaShawn. And you're connected with the little fires. It's like you go around being a fire starter. Glory be to God. You are a fire starter. You're going around being a fire starter. Little fires, little embers of fires, flames here and there. And, you know, it's okay. Those fires, you know, people say, oh, they're a fire starter. You know, you think about that, you think, that's a kind of negative. But God was like, I see little fires. And the little embers of fires all over, and it's not in one area. I see it kind of like in different areas, little fires, you know, fire starter. So God, we just thank you for LaShawn being responsible for starting fires. Glory be to God. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you know. You, oh my God, I thank you, Lord, for assigning fire keepers, those who will watch the fires and keep the fires and maintain the fires and be a part of the fire and do, you know, with the fire what's necessary to make sure that it is a fire that's controlled by the Holy Spirit. I thank you for fire keepers, my God, those who assign to keep the fire, keep the fire burning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Amen. No strange fire, but the fire that will bring forth the things that God would have come forth in that region, in that place, at that season, at that time. There will be others that will help tend the fire. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you, Lord, that she's walking with an anointing and with authority. And with an understanding of what God has called her to do on this earth, that she understands her assignment and that she's faithful to her assignment and that she will do as the Lord has said in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to go inside so y'all can hear me because this thing, you know, Texas, they have planes going off all night. It's not like other states. Planes be going off at 10, 11 o'clock at night out here.
I was thinking you must live near the airport.
Yes, I do. I'm talking about 10 minutes. Not even 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes.
Okay. All right, well, go ahead and share. We've got a number of people on here tonight listening. Some I've already prayed for. So, yeah, go ahead and kind of share, a vision with me. And so go ahead and release that, LaShawn, if you feel led to.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Well, I just thank God for vision and dream. And I just ask God to, you know, even when he give us vision and dream, that we will always go to him for the interpretation, because he'll give you the interpretation of the dream. There's so much in the Bible where it said God, he is the interpretation. Go to him for the interpretation of the dream. So earlier this week, we had got news that the pastor, we went into the hospital for COVID, and it just turned for the worse. He ended up being on a ventilator, and come find out he had a heart attack and had all these, not a heart attack, but strokes and all these blood clots. Oxygen level dropped so dangerous low, they had to put him on a ventilator. It was like back to back I was getting phone calls. Pray for my brother. Pray for this and pray for this person. They in the hospital for COVID. So I just laid there. I prayed and I laid there and I said, Lord, what are you saying about this? And I always do that sit. I just sit and wait until the Holy Spirit speaks. Well, I ended up going into a sleep and I knew there was going to be a prophetic dream that he was going to give to me. And I'm going to sleep. And in the dream, we end up in Jerusalem. And I was so happy. I'm in Jerusalem, you know, getting off the plane. I'm in Jerusalem. I was just kept saying that. Oh, I'm in Jerusalem. And it was this woman, a child with me. Well, I guess we got off the plane together. And when we got off the plane, we came up on this big field of barley. I mean, the barley was so tall, so beautiful, and I heard in the voice, run through this field, lay in this field. This is the field of healing, and there was a worship band on in the middle of the field, was playing worship music, and it was telling people, because there was more people, lay in this field, you're going to receive your healing. Don't just lay in this field. Run through the field, just rest in this field, soak in this field, and everybody was rolling in the field, running through the field, you know, just enjoy, because they say this is the field of healing. And then all of a sudden, the people, I looked around, nobody wasn't around no more. I'm like, where everybody go? And I seen this door. I seen one door. So I opened the door, and I went in the door because I was looking for that woman and her little girl. And I opened the door, and I seen the woman and her daughter laying up on a table. And I seen some more people laying up on the table. And their eyes was open, but they were stiff like dummies. And these doctors and spine was over them doing something to them. But they was looking like zombies. They were looking like zombies. And I'm like, what is going on? What is they doing to them? There was another door. I went through the other door. Here go another table of people laying on the table. And the same thing, doctors and science was over them, and they was doing something to them. And I'm like looking. Then somebody said, she no, get her, she no. And I took off running. They were trying to catch me. I just went and ran like a track starter. I was gone. I woke up and I say, wow. So I always go to the Bible, try to see the interpretation. And I say, Lord, what was that? And so as I begin to pull up what is barley, what do the Bible say about barley? You know, we know about a root,
how she went and worked in the field, and how Bozad right. gave her extra barley to take home. We know how Jesus, the boy, had the bread, the barley, and the two fish, and Jesus multiplied
right.
to feed 5,000. And we know, but one thing really stuck out to me was Ezekiel. So verse of Ezekiel 4 and 9, how he told Ezekiel to take the barley and make the make it out of bread, you know, make bread. But he gave him specific instruction what to mix with the barley. Well, a couple weeks ago, I went to the store. Now, listen to this. I went to the store, and somebody told me they got Ezekiel bread. And I ain't never heard of no Ezekiel
oh, wow.
bread. Well, was a sprout to have a bread called Ezekiel. And it's called Ezekiel 4 and 9. I got that bread.
Wow.
I got the regular bread and the raisin bread. So I created this group called What Is On Your Plate. And I said, you know, y'all, check out this bread. It's fine. So, you know, don't have flour. And it just, it's organic. It's made out of barley, beans. You know, same thing they said in Ezekiel 4 and 9. But he told Ezekiel to mix this ingredient and put it in like a jar and lay on his side. So that was the Bible verse stood out to me. And then I said, oh, it will go. I went and got the bread, Ezekiel 4 and 9. I went and got the bread, Ezekiel 4 and 9. I had a dream about the barley, and he was saying, this is the land of healing. This is the land of healing. Boy, you know, like, oh, my God. God, you always drop breadcrumbs. You are so amazing. And so as the Holy Spirit began to speak, I have what you need. I have what my people need. If they just only trust in me, you know, he's letting us know that there are wicked people in the, you know, everybody that's a doctor. And science, they not wicked. Some of them not. But he letting us know what they doing behind the closed door, because people shut their door. Even when they go, they don't want nobody to know what's behind the door. Secrets behind the door. And when I opened the door, I seen what they was really doing behind the door.
Mm,
whatever they was
wow.
injecting his people. Whatever they was doing to the people, they was looking like zombies. They could not move. They was on the table. And whatever they was doing, they say, she know, get her. She didn't see, she know, get her. But
mm-hmm.
God, I believe that God is saying, I'm going to show my people how to get to the land of barley, the land of healing. If they just only tune their ears, incline their ears to what I'm saying, I believe the Holy Spirit going to lead us to these natural herbs and stuff to eat to take care of our body. But the question
right.
is, are we listening? Are we walking in obedience? Because we know when we walk in disobedience, even with our body, with flu, food, it could be idolatry. It's gluttony.
Right.
We want the healing, but we still want to put the junk in our body. And see, God, I just see God sending a boomerang back on the enemy, sending this boomerang back on them. He's the creator. He's the creator of heaven and earth. When God created everything, he said it is good. So what they
Amen.
Trying to do and what they plan, God has already lifted up the standard. God already seen this stuff ahead of time. So I have to be careful about what I'm saying, you know, what I say about this. I just know if he say this is the land of healing, this is the land, barley. And then I went to look up benefits of barley. I went and looked
mm-hmm.
it up. And I say, wow, well, I'm going to start getting me some barley and eat. But that bread, it was just like the bread crumb. God dropped bread crumbs if we just only listen to his voice.
Amen.
And he wants
Amen.
To heal his people. He wants to heal
yes.
his people. He don't want his
yes,
people to
yes.
walk around like they cannot breathe. He give us the fresh bread of life. When he, and then I'm telling you, when all this stuff was going on early this week, even on Friday, I remember Jesus telling them when he went to the, when the man said, my daughter, she's dead. And when he went to go raise her up, he said, she ain't, what y'all crying? What y'all crying for? I'm saying the way, you know, paraphrasing.
Right.
What are you crying for? What are you weeping and groaning for? She ain't dead. She asleep. My God. Even the people on the ventilator, you be saying the same thing. They ain't dead. They sleep. I got the breath that they need to raise them up. What you weeping and crying for? It is already written. It is already done because I'm the God in the beginning. I'm the God in the middle, and I am the God in the end. So I already written his lifetime story. He done already written our lifetime story. And some of us, he's still writing it. So if he's still writing it from the beginning and he's in the middle, that means he's going to see it to the end. And he's going to direct you what you need. The enemy could come in. And sometimes things we do, and I even ask God, is there something I do? Forgive me for eating, being overweight. You know, tell me what I'm doing. I'm going to step out when I walk. I'm stepping out on faith. I was saying that today when I walk. Lord, every step that I make, high blood pressure can't stay here. Every step that I make.
Right.
With whatever they say, what's going on, it's going to come down. I'm going to do my God, my God, my God. I'm going to take this step. I'm going to take the step of faith. If I take this step of faith by walking for an hour, I know you're going to do it on the other end. You is already working it out on the other end because no weapon formed against this body shall not prosper. Oh, any pain come in your body, he's going to show you the food. He's going to show you the breadcrumb to eat to heal your body. If he say cut back on red meat, you got to cut back on red meat. If he say cut back on that processed food, you got to do your job.
Yes.
This dream.
Amen.
Jerusalem is the nation. It's his people. God is what we need. We need him like never before. And he got everything we need right there in the palm of his hand. We just got to reach up there and get it. The weapon's going to form. I see now the enemy is the enemy is not, just like the Bible verse tell us, God don't sleep or slumber. Well, the enemy don't either. He try to do everything of life. He's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He's not coming by himself. He's got a group of people coming against us that's trying to remove the leaders, the pastors, and the ones that's truly, that's why we got to stand together. We got to help each other out. It's like when Moses, when he had his hand up, and when he got tired, as soon as he put his hand down, they were losing the war. But here go Aaron, and somebody else were putting his hand up, and when they were helping him out, we as body of Christ, we are one body. When our hands go down because we weak and tired, somebody got to help us up. Somebody got to keep our hands up so we can win the fight, so we can win the battle. Why stop coming against everybody? You don't like this person because this person sound like this, this person from country. Whatever your problem is, and come together. That's the way how we going to stand in this hour. My sister, oh, I see, Father, the enemy trying to attack her body. You show me, Father, what she need to do. And when somebody say, well, cut this back and do this and do this, just be obedient. God speaks
well,
to
you
people
know,
by healthy stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, when you shared that last night, I kind of, you know, I put on some things that I felt like the Lord was showing me with it. But he also seemed like he spoke to my spirit because I knew that the barley, like what you're saying, it meant health and, you know, but I also sensed that the Lord was trying to give us information to let us know that if we stay in a certain health place of health with him, that he was going to build our immune system by following
mm-hmm.
the information that he gives us concerning how to eat properly, because all the things with barley, you know, it dealt with health, But I also felt, heard, remember I told you, I typed it in, I heard the word immunity. So it's almost like God wanted us to take this as a way of letting us know he was giving us preparation to, like, when we are put in a situation when people are trying to put stuff in our body and trying to subdue us and control us, that we'll have something in us to fight against what they're trying to do.
Wow, like, that's,
you know,
good.
I saw the people
that's...
laying on the table. It was like, you know, because they had not been preparing themselves with what God was giving them information along health, the health, you know, health-wise, to prepare them, their bodies, to fight off what people and what, you know, we're now getting in our bodies and our system. It's almost like I'm giving you information to help you fight against what they're trying to subdue you with, how they're trying to take over your temple. But I'm giving you something to help you fight that, so that you won't have to be subject to their control and them take. So, you know, like you saw the people lying down, I kind of saw them in that state because they had not taken the information that God had given them to prepare their bodies, the temple of the Holy Spirit, to fight off the attack of the enemy. And because of that, that's the price and the consequences that they had to pay. Because they, you know, and you know, if you study anything about health and different diseases and things, you'll know some diseases will make people lethargic, where they just look like they can't do nothing. They just don't have no energy to, like, do anything. And God wants his kingdom fit to go forth to do the things that he's calling us to do. And he doesn't want a church that is just not taking care of the temple. He can't use us like that when we're all sick, beat up, disgusted, and busted. You know? I mean, first of all, he
That's good because I know I was running through there and they were playing worship music. I'm telling you, I was running through that barley. I mean, the barley was so tall and so beautiful. I was laying down in it, running all through it. And I know other people was in there, too. Then all of a sudden, they disappeared. I'm like, where did they go?
Jesus. Well, that was pretty profound. That was pretty profound. So we just need to keep our temple clean and right. And like I said, he wants us healthy, and he wants us with the finances. I was listening to a word that Prophet Randy had spoken. I was listening to, I don't know if it was that, well, I think he was speaking part of it over me, but he's spoken over other people, is that, you know, he wants us to take the wealth, you know, of Egypt for the kingdom of God to do what he's called us to do. We need finances to do what God has called us to do. It's not to heap up money so we can just talk about got this and this. Huh? I'm sorry.
And when he give us the wealth, how you going to get the joy of the wealth? You should have wealth within inside too, your body, your temple. How you going to enjoy it when you're not taking care of the temple?
There you go. There you go. So, yeah, I mean, it's very important, I mean, that we have what's needed to go forth in these last days to do the mission that God has assigned to us. I mean, it's almost like, you know, it's a discredit to the God that we serve if we're not going to prepare ourselves to go forth and do what he's called us to do. You know, in every aspect of our lives, mental, emotional health, physical health, you know, finances, you know, I'm looking for God, you know, LaShawn, to do some things. I know God has told me some things that he wanted me to do. And like I said earlier on the program, I don't think you were on, it was basically, I knew he was telling me these things. I was like, God, where am I going to get the money? Where, what, you know, and I kind of just let it roll off my back. Like, I was like, okay. But I was like, but then when God began to show me some things, then I was like, oh, now I know how to pray because I know what it is you're trying to give me. Because it's not about me just having this for me. This is about me having this for the kingdom. And, of course, there will be some enjoyment from it, from doing, you know, what God has called me to do and a benefit. But, you know, I just, my vision was small. It was small. I have to say that. It was small. And, you know, what we've been talking about recently, you know, concerning this women's thing that God has placed on your heart and my heart, I'm determined to get what God has for me so that I can do what he's called me to do. It's not just about me. And sometimes when we have that mindset that, you know, there's more connected with this than just me, then I have a different way of approaching it. I have a different fight. It's like I'm ready to fight, okay? I'm ready to get this because this is not just about me. This is about all the lives that God wants to touch through me for the glory of God. And sometimes it's not going to look right. It's going to look a little strange. It's going to look a little funny. But that doesn't mean we're going to stop. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep moving right into the place that God wants us to be, out of obedience.
Right.
So we can see the manifestation of the things. And it made me think about Habakkuk, too. When you write something on the wall, it shows, it's almost like that thing is, and it says run with it. You're going to be seeing that wherever you go. As long as you stay on track, you can look up and remind yourself of the vision. You can remind yourself of what you're running with. You can remind yourself
right.
what you're running for. You got to remind yourself who's behind it all. Why? Because you done wrote it out and made it plain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so that's why I began to journal, because I said I need to run this thing out, and I need to be able to remind myself this is what God says he wants to do, and I've got to run this race with a mindset that I'm going to work, I'm going to run out this race with the vision of God that he has put in me, and my race is not finished until it's done. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory
be to God. And then they notice, I think what they did, and they start like, I'm telling y'all, I took out running like a, I just didn't know I could run that fast. I was running like a track sort of.
Wow.
They couldn't catch me. And so when I woke up for the dream, you could tell it was a prophetic dream, because you know, like some dreams, you can feel it in your body.
Amen. You can definitely tell the difference when there's a vision from the Lord and he's downloaded that into you.
Right.
Definitely.
And I just,
but we
got to
know, you can stay on. You can stay on.
Okay.
I got somebody else put their hand up. All right, so
okay.
Hold on. Let me just bring them on. All right, so we've got 251-229. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, woman of God. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Sarah from Alabama. I haven't talked to you in a while. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. I'm listening to y'all's show and just trying to get over the little crud a little bit, but God has got it in the palm of his hand.
Amen. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. He always does. So I'm glad to have you on here tonight, Sarah. I just feel, I just feel like, you know, there's just some good stuff going on for you. I don't know. Maybe you haven't seen it yet. Maybe you haven't experienced some things yet. But I just felt real, real like God's really doing some stuff in your life, and he wants you to stay encouraged. You know, it's something about you, Sarah, that I want to praise you, Jesus. I just felt that. It's something about the state of your being, being in a place of feeling fulfillment in the things of God, feeling happy, feeling joyful and joyous about the things of God. It's almost like it's a magnet, and it begins to draw things to you.
And I mean, it's like, it's almost like I feel like I want to tell you that the Lord is saying that, you know, the benefits and the blessings that God would desire to continue to just bestow upon you are connected to the atmosphere that you create that draw those things to you. It's almost like I want to tell you, stay in that frame of mind, stay in that mental state, stay in that place of reminding yourself of the faithfulness and that it brings you joy, it brings you peace, it brings you excitement, and realize the more you stay in that position, the more the things of God will be drawn to you to accomplish some things that God is giving you a desire and a vision to accomplish. Know that's very key. It's very key to your season of doing and what doing and going and being what God has called you to do is to have that thing of just feeling like, regardless of how you might feel in the natural, just somehow get in a place of understanding that I've got to stay in a place of expectation with the joy of the Lord so that this stuff will be attracted to me. It's going to be attracted. You know how, you know, in a sense where you think about romance, you say, you know, I'm just really attracted to that person. Why are you attracted to that? Because it's just something about them that just draws me in, you know, draws me in. It's sort of like what I'm saying, like this stuff is attracted to you. It will just draw you in, and you will draw it in to accomplish the things that God wants to accomplish in your life. So we just thank God for that. So continue to be, you know, upbeat about what God is doing, and just spread that little joy around and spread that love around and spread it around and continue to be that encourager, even when sometimes you're like, oh, God, I need a little encouragement myself. But just know that you're drawing stuff into you when you stay in that mindset and in that mode of operation for the kingdom of God. Is some stuff going to just, you're going to say, how did that happen? Why? Because it was drawn to you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for that. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And before we get off the prayer line tonight, lift my mother up in prayer. She's been having some issues with her chest area, and I'm just praying that God will come through and deliver her in such a mighty way.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, I'm definitely in agreement of God coming in and making, you know, just setting things up. LaShawn, would you like to pray over her mom?
Yes. You know what? Yes, I do. So, Father God, I just thank you for what is your mom name, if you don't mind me asking?
Arvinia.
Vinia. Father God, thank you for your daughter, Vinia, Father God. Father God, we just speak that it's all well. It is all well. It is all well with her soul. Father God, we're going to speak as John tells us, beloved. I wish, you know, I wish for you that you will prosper, not just prosper in anything else, but you will be prosper, that she will prosper in good, that she will be in good health as well as her soul prosper. In the name of Jesus, Father God,
yes.
Every the tightness, anything that's coming against her chest area, Father God, we speak that it loosened,
yes,
right now,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. We command,
yes,
every cell, every lung, every mucus, the mucus that's forming in her body to dry up, it come out. Even as she drinks water, that the mucus begin to drain and come out, even in her urine, that the mucus,
yes,
begin,
Lord,
to dry,
Jesus,
up in the name of Jesus.
My
any
God.
Tightness, any short of breath,
glory.
We come against,
yes,
her. We command that she is,
yes,
healed. We command anything, any pledge, that's trying to operate against her body in infirmity, Father God. And we just ask that you reveal it. Reveal it. what is attached to it.
Yes,
and Father God,
Lord,
that she will renounce and repent, that she can walk in her fullness of healing, that she will know, but it's going to be her faith that's going to heal her faith that's going to bring her through. It's going to be her faith, even when the enemy trying to put faith symptoms, she will be able to command to loose her and let her go. This is not of hers. This don't belong to me. The promise of my Father. I'm connected. I'm joint heir with Jesus. I am healed. I am made whole. I am in good health. I am prospered. This is my year of prosper. I will not be on the bed of affliction. That she'll start speaking these things on herself and stand strong on the word of God. The word of God is not going to come back to him void. So we break the power of fear. We break the power of fear.
Amen.
We break the power of fear of dying. We break that power of fear that
yes,
don't want to go to sleep. Can't sleep at night. We command peace. We command sweet sleep in the name of Jesus.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. I just pray that every bottle of water that she got in her home, even when she takes the bath, Father God, send the angel to stir up the water, even the water that she's taking, Father God. I speak over that water, that anything that's in her lungs, anything in her chest area, I command it to be flushed out right now in the name of Jesus. You said we ask in your son's name, so I'm asking in the son's name of Jesus. I'm asking in the son, in your son's name, that she shall be healed. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Sarah, she have a doctor appointment coming up. She have a doctor appointment coming up.
Uh-huh. She does have an appointment coming up.
Okay. Well, when she goes to the doctor, I just speak that she will have good reports. And Father God, let her keep speaking, encourage that it's going to, I'm going to have a good report. It's going to be a good report. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. I just speak that she would just speak Psalms 27. The Lord is my life and my salvation. Who should I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Or who should I be afraid? And to this day, until she walk into that doctor office, let your word be a lamp unto her feet. And I just speak that she will have good news, good reports. All the information in her body to dry up, the information in her body to dry up, the information in her arms, her feet, even in the chest area, the back area, we command it to dry up right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. I believe God.
Sarah, let me ask
Hallelujah.
You a question. So she's not in the hospital, right?
She is.
Oh, okay, so she is in the hospital because I was feeling that she was, and then when you said that she had a doctor's appointment, I wasn't sure. So I was sensing that she was in the hospital, and how often have you been around her since she got sick?
I have been around her probably two or three times since she's been in the hospital.
Okay, and I wanted to say. You're a carrier, and I don't know, I saw her head, like something to do with her head. I don't know what that's got to do with, but I heard that, you know, I was sensing she was in the hospital, so I was almost like, I'm sensing to tell you to try to really get there as much as you can, because you're a carrier, and you're carrying an atmosphere of faith with you. You're carrying an atmosphere of what I just prayed over you, on you. And you know what, Sarah, that's contagious. And it's almost like I want you to contaminate her with that. Ha, sit it up, okay, sit it up. I want you to go in there, and I want you to contaminate her with what God has just released over you tonight. Hallelujah. Contaminate it. Say, I'm carrying this into that hospital room. Hallelujah. I'm carrying that into the hospital room so that she can be enlightened to some things that God will want to do for, in, and through her. and that you carry that. Like, you know, like doctor brings some medicine, the nurse brings some stuff. Well, you carry some stuff up in there, and you serve the devil notice to let him know that what you carrying and what you packing is greater than what they got. Hallelujah. And you just go and you change the atmosphere. Change the atmosphere in her room. Hallelujah. Take out doubt. Take out disbelief. Take out sickness. Take out fear. Hallelujah. I think you should prophetically go in there and just, you know, I know they might think we're Christians are a little bit strange. But you go out there and you do some prophetic motions. You're going to kick out fear. You're going to kick out those things that are trying to attach themselves to her and let her know, let the devil know that the greater one lives on the inside of you and that when you show up, the thing has to change in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You can say yes or no. Kick sickness out of there. Kick those things that are trying to attach themselves to her mind. That's what I was seeing her head. Her mind. Her mind. The enemy's trying to bombard her mind. You go in there and you take authority. Get your filthy, rotten hands off of her. I speak life when the enemy's trying to speak death. Speak to her mind. I saw her head. I saw her head. You go in there, you place your hand on her head because there's some thoughts in there that the enemy's trying to plant to make her think worse than what it actually is. You go in there and you take authority over those lying demons and kick them up out of there in Jesus' name because the mind is our battlefield. That's where the enemy goes in and he starts to put in thoughts that don't have any right being there. That's where he defeats us. That's where he tries to destroy us is in our mind. And she's got some thoughts that are really tormenting her. That's why she hadn't been able to sleep or get the proper rest she needs because the enemy is trying to bombard her with these spots. But you go in and you take over. Because I was like, why am I seeing her head? You go in and you take authority and speak the word of God. Put your hands on her head and speak the word of God and command the enemy to get out of her head from speaking lies and causing her, even those thoughts are affecting the way her body is reacting to some stuff. My God, glory be to God. That's in our head.
And if some reason you can't even get to the hospital without going into detail, you can't get up there to her. Just like how Angela George said, you still speak it. You still speak it in the atmosphere. If you got to ride up there in the parking lot on her side in the parking lot and get out there and you still speak it. You still speak it over her because you're the point of contact. You still speak it and do decorate, you know, declare and decree these words over your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Are you able to get in there?
Yes, today I was able to get in, and my aunt and I was able to get in, and when she heard my voice, she began to really move.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I told you you were a carrier.
Mm-hmm.
The Spirit of God just said she's to carry me up in there. Hallelujah. Walk in
Lord
there with authority.
Please do what she just said. And that's the thing, when God gives instruction, when the Holy Spirit gives instruction, follow through. A lot of people don't follow through. Do exactly
well, I
when somebody gives you instruction. Right. I'm telling you, and this I keep trying to help his people out. It might sound crazy, and it might, the Holy Spirit is using, God is using, speaking through the Holy Spirit. And some of the stuff that he is using people to say is going to be uncommon, unusual. That's who he is. If he can go upstairs and take some, right, and take some oil and just put it at the bottom of her feet and or whatever he tells you to do, do it. You do it. And do not walk in fear. Don't fear. He's going to, because you're not going to be by yourself. Those angels are going to be with you.
All right.
Do not fear of what's going on. What's going on at the hospital. Do not fear. This is the plan that the enemy wants us to fear. Let me tell you a testimony, if you don't mind me sharing it.
Uh-huh.
When this thing happened, the pandemic happened, I was coming from the lake with my grandkids. This was the when everything was shut down, and the way we was coming from the lake, I should have had kept straight, but somehow the car turned left. And when I turned left, the Holy Spirit always moved my eyes. I don't know, when you be out, the Holy Spirit just move your eyes. And I seen this man, this white man, he was walking, but he was kind of like he couldn't keep his balance. And I said, oh, my God, this man looked like he going to fall. And I was turning at the light, but I was still looking at him in my mirror window. Soon as I turned light, true enough, the man then fell backwards. I said, oh, my God, you didn't see it. And I said, I got to turn around. I turned the car around. See, that was me there at the point in time. I had to turn that way. And when I turned around, I had to pull up. This is like a highway. I pulled up across the street at the gas station, had to run across a busy street, highway, go get the man. Now, this can't be. No, this man was heavy. Had to pick him up and kind of drag him off the street. No cars and pull up with another woman. She said she was a nurse and she had pulled over. I'm pulling this heavy man off the street. I didn't have no mask. I wasn't thinking about no mask. I just was trying to get this man because I knew his head was stretched the way he get his head. And when I got him off the street and he sat down, when he opened his mouth, he had alcohol, and it was like, what, 80-some degrees. He was sweating. He was all wet. And he opened his mouth, and I was praying. And I was praying, you know, in the spirit. And then it just came out, Jesus love you. And he looked up, his head was down. He looked up and just started crying, going down crying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He said, Jesus love you. Mm-hmm. And he's going to take care of this situation. And, my daughter and them called the paramedics, and the other people called the paramedics. And but when they got there, the police, you know, once again, my eyes was moving. The way how the police came up there, you know, was he giving anybody any problem? Is he aggressive? And, you know, I said, no. But when the firemen got there, one fireman came up to me and said, God bless you. Ain't too many people would have did what you did. And he just kept saying, God bless you. You're a good person. He said he on this busy highway, and you stopped and got him out because he could have got hit. He just kept saying, God bless you. You know, and as I was leaving, God brought me to a Bible verse. Remember the man got robbed, and the priest then passed him up. The preacher passed him up. It was a nobody came to his rescue. But the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. Same way I used you, there was some people that was in the church, passed this man up.
Mm-hmm.
What is the better time for God to use people to show people that I am still God that sit on the throne? I am still God that's mercy. I'm still God with the grace. I'm still the God that's going to do miracles. How I'm going to do miracles, you got yourself set up and you afraid to go out and do what you need to do. You might be the one that he's going to use to contact to raise your mom up through his spirit, but you're going to be there to do it. And then he might use you to, before you go out that hospital, go in room 106. Come on, or we're going to be obedient and hear the voice and honk into the voice of God. This is the time he's doing miracles. And when I got back in the car, my grandson said, Nana, you forgot your mask. I said, no, I didn't. That was the first time he used me like that.
Jesus, Jesus.
I didn't even think about no mask. I was thinking about getting this man out this street before he get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
And angels was with me.
Wow. I mean, he's really wanting to use the people. I don't know what's going on with the church, and I know we have to be careful, and I'm trying to do my part as far as, you know, being careful. But I have to realize that, you know, we're really, I don't know what's going on with the church right now. There is so much in my area. It's kind of, you know, relatively small. And when the first wave of COVID came, it didn't affect us like other parts of the country. I mean, there were people here and there that I heard that had it, and, you know, and some people expired. But it wasn't like this second wave right now. In this little area, a church that I used to attend, they may have about 100 people. 20 of those people have had COVID in that little church. And it's in the schools, and it's everywhere. And it's like the people of God, I have sensed a great wave of fear that have come over them. And I know we have to have wisdom, but I think that the church, with the fear that's rising up in the body of Christ, it's really paralyzing us, where we can't see God work. He wants to work through us because so many people are engulfed with fear right now. So many people are just taken over with fear. It is amazing. And I'm like, Lord, you know, fear attracts disease. Fear will attract stuff. Just like I was telling you, Sarah, that God wants you to attract stuff, because he wants you to attract things that are going to benefit and bless your life, not only just your life, but those who are connected with you. That's why it's important that you stay in a certain mindset, that those things in a certain way of thinking, so those things that God has for you will be drawn to you, not just for you, but so that you can help deposit them into other people's lives that are around you that are being affected. That's why it's important that you gravitate and that you stay in that mindset so those things can gravitate toward you, not just for you, but to deposit in the atmosphere of those you come in connection with. Your mother is one of those people that you will have those things on you to help her move into position of faith and healing that God wants to use you to disperse in those who come in contact with you. It's so important. And like I was thinking earlier, now that the church around me and people who are really the faith leaders, they're in so much fear, who's the one depositing the things of God into the atmosphere? It's almost like God's not having the people he needs to use to do what he needs to do to come against what the devil is doing. Because they've submitted themselves under this influence. And it's like, we've got to rise above. We've got to rise above.
We got
to. The church cannot be subdued by some evil force. We've got to rise above. You know, fear is a dangerous place. That's a dangerous place to be in with fear. Because fear will paralyze you. Fear will bring the things that you didn't want to come to pass to come to pass. Wow. So anyway, wow, we've had a little... We went some places here, lady. We went some places. All right, Sarah, is there something else you wanted to share or need prayer for?
Well, I just want to thank the Lord for both of y'all, the women of God, on tonight. Just really being thankful because and having a grateful heart, because God led y'all to say, isn't your mother in the hospital? And then she had her head up today, primarily, mostly her. it was her head. And I was like, Mom, put, go ahead and rest it and eat, you know, eat it. But she had her head up primarily. And also she was moving constantly. I came in the room and she just was moving constantly. I said, I'm going back in there tomorrow and we're going to go in there. And I'm telling you, with our boots on and really
amen.
Give the Lord an amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Well, that is, I tell you, you know what? God is somebody. Glory be. Yeah, I saw her head. I was like, why am I seeing her head? But I was like,
you saw her head?
Like, the enemy's trying to, you know, he's also trying to, you know, say some stuff. But no, we come against that in Jesus' name. The devil is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
He does not, and it, like I said, and I was sensing that the Lord wanted you to just have more, some more interaction, and, you know, I saw her in the hospital, so I was like, okay. So we just thank God for that, and we just thank God that, you know, you will walk in there with faith, and you will deposit some faith up in there in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, I definitely want to go tomorrow and give the, have a Holy Ghost fit and let the Lord know.
I love it. Awesome. Hallelujah. Well, that's what we're supposed to do. That's what I said. It's like the church is becoming like, you know, I don't know. I'm just praying for like wisdom over myself how to operate in this season, because this is an unusual season. But the devil is really, he's banking on us backing down. That's what he's doing. He's banking on the church backing down. Because
that's right.
Who else in the world makes a difference concerning the things of God except for the people of God? When we back down, oh, we in trouble. When the church takes a back seat, that's
yeah,
when we really know, you know, the power is in the people of God. We're the ones who make the difference. We're the ones who go in and set the atmosphere. We're the one who goes in and changes things. Why? Because we carry in God up in the situation. How can things remain the same, Sarah, when we bring God into the situation? It's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't stay the same when God is on the scene. Hallelujah. The devil wants us to think that, you know, God's presence doesn't make a difference. The devil is a liar. His presence makes a difference. He is the difference. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me stop before we go on to another aspect. Let me stop while I'm ahead. All right. Well, Sarah, I thank you so much for calling in, and I pray that, you know, everything goes well. We are standing in agreement with you and concerning your mother, and we call forth faith for her to just operate in for herself, you know. I think LaShawn said that something about her to operate in faith, her mom's faith to come up. So we believe that.
Right. We believe
right.
it.
Amen.
I believe God. Well, I love y'all.
No,
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. We love you too. We thank God for you.
Mm-hmm.
For calling in, and we look forward for a good report in Jesus' name. Amen.
Love y'all.
All right, love
you.
Thank you, Sarah. Good night. All right, so let me go. I think she dropped off. What was Sarah's number? So let's go here. We got another caller, 919-995. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Hello? Well, they dropped off. So anyway, LaShawn, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I clicked on that. They had their hand up, but they dropped off. I don't know if something got disconnected or not. But anyway, so we're heading on over to the 1 o'clock hour. So I think we've gotten all the callers. Like I said, that one, I don't know what happened with it. They had put their hand up, and then for some reason it just dropped off. I know I had a few people last time said they don't know how they kept dropping off. But anyway, we want to thank you all
This is what's been happening lately, that you'll drop off and then it'll come back way down on the list. Sometimes it'll be on the
right. Yeah, this one, I don't even know if they, I don't think they had been on here previously. I think they had come on and then they put their hands up and I was getting ready to click on it and drop. But we've had a good night tonight, y'all. I just want to thank God. Thank you, Shoshana, for hanging out with me for a little bit toward the end. And we just want to thank God for, you know, for what he's doing. You know, he's doing something. And we just want to hook up with what God's doing. We don't necessarily want God to hook up with what we're doing. We want God to, we want to hook up to what God is doing. Because, you know, what we're doing, you know, unless it's something that God has done, he's already hooked up anyway, you know. But
right.
When God speaks to us, we want to be sensitive to hook up. You know, I don't want to miss anything. And, you know, thinking about a few things, you know, the enemy just really sometimes tries to make you, you know, just feel like, oh, that's something you shouldn't even be involved with. You know, if God told me to be involved with it, I'm going to be involved. I don't need to listen to any instructions from the enemy. What instructions does he have to give me that's going to be of any benefit? None. None whatsoever. And so I appreciate all your prayers and everyone, because, you know, right now I'm in a season where I'm trying to really be sensitive to what God is saying and how to move and avoid any kind of setup from the enemy, you know, just by using wisdom, you know. And so I solicit your prayers, and I ask that you just continue to lift up PGN, Prophetic Grace Network. This is a great place for the people of God to come together, share together, break bread, listen, you know, and pray for each other. You know, this is a community. This is a family. So I really thank God for God blessing me to be a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. And I know he's got some great things in store for that. Anything you want to share before we leave, LaShawn?
No, I just want to tell people to stay, you know, stay on the wall and, you know, keep the faith and keep pressing by praying and worship. Worship God. Just tell them thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
You see ahead.
Yes.
You see things I can see. And I thank you for blocking it. I thank you for putting the wall up. I thank you for the shaking. I thank you for the breakingness. I thank you for putting me in the fire, the kerosene fire. You start thanking him for stuff like that. Lord, thank you for burning whatever needs to be burned out of me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Whatever you see coming my family way, I thank you for it right now. I thank you. You learn how
Jesus.
To celebrate stomp
you,
your
Lord.
Feet. I'm telling you, when you stomping your feet and people don't know why you stomping your feet and celebrate, but you just don't know what heaven is looking at. Heaven, them angels going back and saying, this woman's worship, this man's worship, like David, and don't even have a reason. And God's going to say, go get her whatever she needs. Go and get it. Go and
Amen.
Open the door with riches. Go and get it. Go and give them prosperity. Go give them 100-fold. Go and get it
Amen.
For them. I'm telling you, when you worship
Hallelujah.
God and you don't even have a reason to worship God, I thank you even for the next upcoming month. I thank you for even next year, Father God. Oh, I don't know your plan, but I know whatever you plan, Father God, it's going to be good or it's something that you are going to prepare me for. But I thank you. I thank you for the joy of my life because it's my strength, Father. God, I thank you, Father God, for having angels around me and angels over my neighborhood, you know, cleaning everything out that needs to be cleaned. You got to start thanking him for other things. Don't be selfish on yourself, but start thanking him. I might not have enough food, but thank you that there's going to be a knock on the door. I thank you for the little I got, because you're going to bless me with much, much more because of my beating. I thank you, Father God, even though you slay me, but I will trust you. My trust
yes.
comes from the Lord. I thank you. You got the store. Worship him. Worship him. I'm telling you, when you just say, oh, Lord, you've been so good. I thank you for this season. I thank you for the shifting. And I thank you for the shaking. I thank you. When you start thanking him, watch. I'm telling you, you that's on this line, start thanking him for even things that you don't got. Thanking him for your life. Thanking him for stopping car wrecks that you didn't even know about. Everything God don't reveal to us. Oh, Father God, you kept it from me. You kept what my children was doing because you knew it, but you saved them. You protect them. I thank you, Father God, and watch what happened.
Amen. What? Amen. Well, I'm going to be thanking him for this property that he's going to give to me. And for the ministry that he's called me to do, not for me, but to affect the kingdom of God. So, Lord, with that, we
thank
you tonight. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you've done. We look forward to what you're about to do. And we bless the people of God as we go forth into this week to accomplish the things that God has put our hands to accomplish. And we give you glory. We thank you for giving us wisdom and understanding. We pray for those patients that are dealing and those people that are dealing with COVID and other diseases, God. We know that you are a God that is nothing, it's nothing that's too hard for you to do.
Amen.
Lord, we just speak, release healing to flow through these United States of America and around the world to those diseases that are trying to attach itself to this land that we live on. We can stand on this land and we can walk in authority because this is a part of the birthright which has been given to us as Christians and as citizens of these United States of America. So we call for healing, a sweep through the land. My God, sweep through the land, God. Rid us of this plague. And Lord, thank you for the healing virtue that will flow and go and take care of situations that some people have thought to be impossible, but somebody went in there with faith and changed it for the glory of God. We give you glory. We thank you tonight for what you've done, and we thank you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. So good night, everybody. Thank you, LaShawn. We look forward to what God is going to minister this week with Prophetic Grace Network through the ministers that come on and with Prophet Randy Chandler. Y'all stay in touch, stay tuned, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.